Blog Talk Radio.
Little technical issues going on here. I pray that all is well, and I pray that you're having a wonderful and blessed day. So, welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live from Phoenix, Arizona. And thank God the temperature has finally succeeded a little bit. We are cooling down, and we are so grateful that that is happening. My God, we have had a most challenging summer. It has been quite unbelievable. Is an understatement. We have gone over 50-some days with temperatures over 110 degrees. My God. I grew up on the East Coast, and I've been out here in the Phoenix area for about 4 years. And I prayed to the good Creator that I will not have to do another summer here, because it's a little more than I can handle. Okay. Just not quite ready for this one. But, hey, you know, I pray and just keep going forth. So I pray, beloved ones, that each one of you have had a wonderful week. Then I've talked about the heat here. I pray that you've had a most wonderful week and that you are safe and healthy above all. I know that these days are a little challenging for a lot of us. There's a lot going on with a lot of folks in this time, you know. And so we just want to be able to come to you and to be able to bring you a word of encouragement to keep you going and moving forth. Beloved ones, this is a little challenging times, as I say. Now, I want to give special prayer and special thoughts to my beloved brothers and sisters on the West Coast. They are going through some changes and going through some unbelievable times. And unfortunately, this is just the beginning of their fire season. And we are truly into global warming. So that which we see in California is a very good possibility it could spread out across the country. If the fire from the California has already spread it to over six states. And we don't know what's going to happen from this point, but we do know that global warming is real, regardless of who says not, and it is. And we have to do something to bring about changes if we want to be able to stay here and exist on the planet. So it's going to take some effort, and it's going to take a whole lot of collective consciousness to help bring about change. But if the masses begin to focus and think and operate in a positive and conscious manner, we can lessen some of these things. But that's going to take work, beloved one. So I'm just grateful that you would take time to focus on giving your thoughts and prayers to my beloved brothers and sisters on the West Coast who are facing such critical times, as well as my brothers and sisters down in the Gulf, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, is bracing for another hurricane. They have not recovered from the last one, and another one is coming, and these hurricanes are getting more powerful and stronger, and this, too, is all part of global warming. So we need to understand that this is happening and that we need to stay focused and keep positive and understand we are in a different kind of times and different kind of environment. But, you know, it all has a purpose and reason. God is in charge, and some things is not for us to understand and be aware of it. Our job is just to utilize the principles of God and the laws that God has given us to order to be able to sustain ourselves and to be able to survive. So we're just grateful for that. I don't know if you guys are really getting a clear picture out there, because I think I'm having a little technical difficulty. But anyway, we're going to go on, and I call upon that higher archangel, Lord Michael, to come and to correct all the technical issues we may be challenging. Sometimes, you know, computers, man, sometimes you just have those kind of things, and that's what happens when you go online. It's a good possibility that you could have some little technical things. But we're going to work through that, and we're going to press on, okay? So it is all good. So we're going to, like I said, keep moving. And today's talk is something that is really a necessity for us to be able to make it through these challenging days in these times. And we're going to be able to let this go and move into this talk this morning and begin to utilize the universal laws of God to enhance our life and become victors and not victims. Because if we adhere to society today with all the changes and shifting making places, you can get caught up in some of this stuff. But it's all necessary. There's a couple of things. There's a reasoning that a lot of this stuff is happening, beloved ones. We must understand, first of all, America has to pay some karma. Okay, I'm just telling you straight up, there's some things here that we are doing that we have done in the world that has come home to that we have to rectify. And it's good that it's coming and we get it over with, okay? But the universal law says whatever you put out, you got to get back. So we understand that. And the second thing is that there is a shift in spiritual energy taking place in the world, not just in America. There's a shift taking place, and we are actually moving from a three-dimensional consciousness into the fifth state of consciousness, where things will begin to really take on a new way of life. And the key is just to be able to make it through these times where we are able to make the shift. I don't know for the time is concerned how long it will take, but I do know that we are shifting and that we are moving to a higher state of consciousness. And that's a good thing. That's a beautiful thing to be able to do that. So we're just grateful that we are able to be here and to foresee this. I mean, it's a wonderful time to be alive, brothers and sisters, because you get a chance to see things that you never thought you would experience that's happening right now in this country and in the world. And it's quite amazing. So it's good to be alive, and it's a wonderful thing to have the opportunity to experience some of the things that you're able to experience. And so we just say grateful because you know what? Divinely, you're supposed to be here, because if you would not supposed to be here, you would have gone. You would no longer be on the planet. So you still have a purpose and reasoning for being here, beloved ones. And I pray to you and ask you to be open-minded enough to understand that God have you here for a purpose and a reason. And besides, you chose to come here at this time. You were not forced in any way. It was your selection to come here to be able to experience these things that we're going through. So we're going to make the best out of it, and we're going to find out how to survive even in the time of challenge. So first of all, before we get too far into this, let's pray. Let's ask God for wisdom and strength and a word of encouragement as we go forth, because that is the key, to be encouraged and keep going regardless of what's going on around us, that we are able to rise above it and be able to stay in a high state of consciousness and high frequency. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, about vibrational frequencies and how we can stay at that high level. But first, let's give prayer. Thank you, Lord Michael. Thank you, God, for all the things and all the information and all the oneness that you have allowed us to experience this week. We ask you to continually guide us, continue to keep us open and keep us receptive. We thank you, God, for life. We thank you, God, for health. We thank you, God, for divine prosperity that showed up in our lives this week. And we thank you for all the wonderful relationships that we had and all the experiences that we were able to bring forth So we know, God, that you are the source of all there is. So we ask you to continuously move forward and continually to open us up to a higher state of consciousness and to allow us to move into that oneness and allow us to continue to grow as spiritual beings having a human experience. We recognize who we are, and we recognize that you are the source of all that is, and we are just vessels here to be utilized, and we all have a purpose, and you have given each one of us a purpose to be able to move forth in our lives and to be able to raise above and to do. And we know that we're here at this particular time because you have allowed us to be here. So whatever it is, we'll find our purpose and that we can help make a difference, God. So we just thank you for giving us grace to be able to go and sustain ourselves during these times. And we know that you are the source. So we put all our faith in you, God. And we know that you are our protector and that we will be able to sustain and be able to go through anything if we keep our eyes focused on you, God. And we recognize you are one with us, that you are in our physical beings, just like a wave is in the ocean. And we are grateful and thankful. So we go, God, we ask you this day that you will bring us a message. I pray, God, that you will allow me to be a vessel to be able to bring forth a word of encouragement and a word of wisdom and knowledge to be able to keep us sustained in these times. So we're grateful. Thank you. And so it is. Well, to all of my old listeners, welcome back. Guys, I love you. I'm grateful for you because you help keep me motivated and you help keep me consistent. And if you guys wasn't out there listening and I'm not able to communicate with many of you, but I can feel you. I am intuitive enough to know that you're out there, you're listening, and you're conscious of what's going on. So I'm grateful that you have taken time to stop by. And some of you are real consistent and real committed to watch this program, listen to this program every day, every Sunday. By the way, that I'm probably in a couple of weeks I'm going to be doing another format. I'm not sure whether I'm going to be using Zoom or doing Skype, but I want to be able to sort of step up the program and do some other things. Although I like Blog Talk because the shows are archived and people can go in and listen, and also people can listen with confidence in their home and they ain't got to worry about you know, dressing up or worry about what somebody else may say about them, how they look. I like that. You know, it's just we're real. We keep it real. Okay, so that's a really good thing to be able to do that. So, like I said, grateful for you. I love you and keep coming back and keep giving me words of encouragement. To all my new listeners, you inspire me also, and you help me to be able to bring my A game to the program every Sunday morning. I try very diligently to try to bring you information and to bring you things that I know that you want to have you tuned into the station. Someone either told you about it or someone, you know, you heard it, you seen it on the internet, or some form, or went to Blog Talk and you were able to tap in. But whatever source that you came in, I'm grateful for you. Because you could be doing a lot of other things. There's a lot of shows out there, a lot of different ways to get a little spiritual enlightenment on a Sunday morning, but you chose to be here and to do it. So I think it's no coincidence that you are here, though. But I think that this is where your spirit wanted you to come today to be fed, because if you're not, you've more likely been somewhere else. So we have to be very conscious of where we're at, because a lot of times spirit lead us there and we embrace what is there. So I'm grateful. So for all of you new folks who maybe haven't listened, all you new folks who have not listened before, we are a spirit-based ministry. We are more tending toward new age and metaphysical teachings. And so what that means is that all religions and spiritual groups are welcome here. You don't have to have any title, you know, whatever your spiritual preference is. I have Buddhists, Muslims, Christians, all forms of people that listen to the show. Even have some atheists that listen, but you know, and hey, I'm welcoming, because the more you listen, the more you probably you eventually gain something or obtain something from listening to the show. So I'm grateful that you're listening, whatever your preference is. There's no dogma here. You're not going to hear me putting you down in any way or chastising you in any way. I'm here to uplift you, to make you, to bring you in connection to who and whom you are. I, more than a minister, I consider myself a reminder. I am here to just remind you of who you really are. Most of you are conscious, especially people who are listening, are conscious and aware. But sometimes we need to be reminded of what it is that we need to do and to grow. It happens for all of us. Many days I have to be reminded myself because, you know, it ain't hard to get kind of lost in the shuffle of things and in your thoughts. So we need to be reminded. And so we here, as I said, no dogma, only true spiritual principles that we're going to be sharing. And I don't favor one religious or one thought to one group over any other one. I take my information and philosophy of the world, the teachings of the universe, because every spiritual teaching and every spiritual religious form has a good in it. So I try to get the best out of it to try to share with you that which makes sense from my spiritual understanding and how God tell me to relate to you about it. So we're going to really begin to open up and become more aware of what's going on around us, beloved ones, and because we have to, because of the times that we're going through, that we have to become really tapped into the spiritual laws of the Creator, because that is the only thing that's going to sustain itself. There's nothing else out there. Everything else can be an illusion. The spiritual laws of God, the universal law, is real. And that does not change just because of the time. The thing that these spiritual laws have been here since conception of man on planet Earth, okay? And that's been millions of years we have been here, okay, and been through here. And God's principles are still standing and still real as they were when they were first conceived, okay? So we're going to talk about those things. See, a lot of people that talk today, we're going to talk about the law of attraction and how it affects our lives. You see, some people, it's an old law. The law of attraction is very, very old, beloved ones, just like all the other things. But for some people, they have recently just become aware of the law of attraction. And a lot of that came about after the movie The Secret came out. And I'm sure a lot of you may be aware of the movie The Secret. If you haven't, you should go take a look at it. And it began to really to bring people into conscious understanding of thought power and feelings and how to enhance their lives by using their spiritual energies and their mental and emotional energy to rise above actual conditions of today and how to attract into their lives. So that movie did a lot to help a lot of people because a lot of us knew it well. We may not call it the law of attraction, but we may have just called it sowing and reaping, you know, or some form of that we brought about. But the law of attraction now has become very, very popular. You're hearing it so much these days. Now, a lot of people get the law of attraction and karma confused. And there is a difference in these two laws. Both of them are laws, but there's a difference between the two laws. The law of attraction is based on vibrational frequencies. Okay? The law of attraction is based on vibrational frequencies that you are sending through the air, through your thoughts and feelings. Okay? Karma is based on actions you take physically or mentally. Okay, you got it, guys. Law of attraction is based on the thoughts and feelings that you are vibrating at and you are sending out into the universe. Okay, karma is actually based on the actions that you take once you have did that. You know, when you do something with someone, to someone, that's how karma is created. Okay? So now that we got that clear, that you understand there is a difference. So now we're going to focus mostly on the law of attraction. And if you don't clearly understand the karma thing, I did a show a couple of weeks ago, and the beautiful thing about this thing, you can always go back and listen to the shows at a later date. So if you want to get more clarity of the difference between karma and the law of attraction, just go back and listen to the old show, okay? Now, the best way for me to really explain the law of attraction is to give you an example of something we most of us are familiar with, and that is your radio. It's not too many people on the planet who have not listened to a radio station at some point in their life here on the planet. If they haven't, I don't know where they've been. But anyway, the radio station really implement in a great way how the frequency works. See, when you set your station on a radio station to hear a certain type of music, you want to hear gospel music, you want to hear some jazz, you want to hear some funk, you want to hear some old Motown, whatever it is that you want to listen to, you tune into that station, and you will be able to pick up the signal. The signal from your radio station, your computer, whatever it is, just like you're doing here when you listen, for all of you who are listening on the computer. But when you and you are sending an electronic signal is going out, which is a frequency. And that's how your human mind is working too, also on a frequency. So you send it to that station, and that's how you're able to pick up the music that you want to hear. So that's how you make, that's how the, I don't know the technical aspects of how it, the radio frequency, although I worked at a radio station myself for 6 years. So I don't know if you, most of you, and especially if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, you may be familiar with Radio 1. I worked for WOL for quite a while. And I'm familiar with how radio worked, but I could not explain the technical aspects of how those signals actually connect into the airwaves. But I do know that it works. So regardless of what your thoughts are, whether they are big or small, it doesn't make a difference. All thoughts are created in a frequency, and they are sent out into a vibrational match. Okay, beloved one, when you're sending your signals out, you are matching up to something on a physical plane. Whatever you desire, you are matching up to. Okay? But also, whatever what it is that you don't desire, but you are holding thought and sending out a signal about it, you are connecting to that too. See, there is no separation between good and bad when it comes down to sending out signals. The station, your mind will connect to you to that frequency of that vibrational thing that's out there, whether it is good or bad. You are connecting at all times, beloved one. Universally, the universe will provide you whatever you're sending out. Whatever you're putting out there, you are connecting to it. When your thoughts, our feelings are connected to negativity, that's more likely what is going to show up in your life, beloved ones. So we want to at all times try to be conscious of our thoughts and feelings. There's no way I'm going to tell you that you're not going to have some negative thoughts or negative feelings come through your vibration, because we are living in a society where negativity seems to be more prevalent than positivity. So you're going to pick something up, but you do not want to maintain those thoughts and those vibrations. You want to be able to rise above them and not let them affect you in that way. You have to be very clear of what you're sending out, beloved ones. You just have to be very, very careful. Let's say, for instance, if you wanted a new car, okay? And you've seen this car, you're really in tune to it, you really want it, but something down deep inside of you keeps saying, I can't afford that car. I can't afford to have that car. That car is too much. I don't have the money. I have too many other things I have to take here. Then, guess what, beloved one? Which of a feeling and thought that you are putting more of your attention and energy to is going to be the one to create? If you stay focused and conscious on the new car, that's what's going to show up in your life. If you stay constant and focused on, I can't afford it, I don't have the money, I don't know how I'm going to get it, then that's what's going to show up also. Okay? So you have to be very conscious of what it is. The strongest signal you send out will be the one that will come back to you. Okay? You have to have a better understanding and how to really control those thoughts and not let the things that you don't want show up in your life. Okay? Because the universe give it to you equally. It don't even separate what it just obeys. You're tapping into the law. And so the law is going to give you back what it is that you put out. There's no one is an exception to this law, beloved one. Not you, not me, not your mother, your father. We all are honored. We all are controlled by this law. We have to continue to do that. The law of attraction works regardless of what it is. We all are affected by it. And we all need to be able to become aware of it. Okay? So we need to be able to make things happen the way we want to. We have to become more conscious of our thoughts and feelings. And we have to take responsibility and stay focused. No one is going to change this for you, beloved ones. You have to do this yourself. Okay? You have to do the work in order to obtain this attitude and what you have. I like to use the term positive mental attitude because that is where you need to focus and develop your thoughts and begin to tune into the positive aspect of things. Begin to understand it's the positive attitude that will help you to be able to maintain and help you in your feelings and your thinking. The more positive, you have to learn to think more positive than you think negative, okay? That is the only way you're going to survive, beloved one. And thoughts are things, but feelings are even more powerful. When you think a thing, yes, but when you feel it down in your feeling world, that's when it begins to take hold and begin to develop in your consciousness and go into your subconscious when you start allowing your feeling to get into it. And like I say, they both come, good or bad, they're going to show up. But it's up to us to allow what we experience in our consciousness. There's one thing that we should be so grateful for, and that is that we have a conscious mind and we have a subconscious mind, okay? The subconscious mind and the conscious mind and subconscious mind work together but separate. See, your conscious mind, you take in thoughts, and the conscious mind becomes a filter. That conscious mind will filter that thought and not allow it to happen in your life immediately. Thank God. Because some of the thoughts that we have immediately, if we just immediately thought some of the things that showed up that we thought about right away, oh my God, what a disastrous life we would have, right? So thank God that we have that conscious mind that's operating as a filter before it get to your subconscious mind. But beloved ones, if you constantly have that negative thought and allow those negative thoughts to keep coming and you are not putting them under control or counseling them out in some form or fashion, the conscious mind will allow it to seep into your subconscious. And once it is in your subconscious, which acts like a robot, it don't differentiate on any aspect. It just do as it is placed in there. Once those thoughts are down in your subconscious mind, it is going to produce results. Okay? You're going to produce results. There's no way around it. So, like I said, for the first time, the mind will give you a break. If you're thinking negativity, it will say, well, do that person really want to to have that happen, really want this in their life, so they'll filter it out. But when you constantly just hammer it in, I'm broke, I'm sick, I'm broke, I'm sick, I don't have relationships, I'm just, you know, all that crazy stuff we think. When you do it with consistency, consistency comes back. And then people wonder, why does this stuff keep showing up in my life? It keeps showing up in your life, beloved ones, because you keep allowing it and giving it energy. You keep giving it energy. And like I said, once it is inside of the subconscious mind, then you have to, in order to clarify it, you have to do a reprogram on your subconscious mind. And the way you're not going to go pay for a hypnotherapist to remove that thought from your mind, not unless you got money to go do it like that, but you better have a lot of money because a lot of negative thoughts can come to do that. But you have the ability to reprogram your subconscious mind by using your own thought power. You can use your thought power to change your own consciousness, to change your vibration. So if you're receiving more of what you don't want versus what you do want, that means it's time to change the frequency. It's time to change the station because you're not getting back what you want. So in order to get back to what you want, you need to change the station. Okay, there's no way around it, and you can do this. And you know, I just want to give you a few suggestions of things that have worked for me over the years, that have helped me out over the years. And beloved one, I am still a work in progress. You know, anybody tell you they got it all together and they know it all, run, don't listen to it. Because if you're here on planet Earth, that means that you are learning and you are experiencing and you are going to have challenges. As Les Brown would say, even bad things happen to good people, okay? But it's all part of the learning process, you know? It's all part of the learning process. And then some of us, you know, we can be good people, but there were some things that happened in our past or in our previous life that has come over now that we have to work through and get done. It has to be taken care of. So you got to do it. You have to maintain, beloved ones. So, yeah, just because you're good, don't mean that there will be some other challenges coming up in your life. But it's okay. It's good that you just keep going forth and allowing it to move forward. So let me just give you a few suggestions that I have found that have worked for me. Okay. I suggest to you that you start reading more. Okay. Read self-help type books. Okay. Books who will tell you about how to raise your consciousness, how to be a better person, how to think better. You can read self. You can read books on inspiring people that you want, that you like, or people that you have respect for. Read their histories and their stories and find out how they got there and what it took for them to be able to move to that higher state of consciousness that have, where they were able to make a difference in their lives. You know, you got to do that. But reading part of this stuff is very inspirational, beloved ones. It really works. Something about reading, when you see it and you repeat it and you read it, it becomes more powerful. So learn to start reading more. Okay, it's part of this stuff. And there's a lot out there. You don't have to even buy it no more. You can go online and just listen to positive information. One of the other things is that you have to avoid being around negative people. Loved ones, I'm telling you, when you're around people that is always gossiping, always talking about other people, always putting other people down, you may not think you're being affected by it, but you are. It is in your, it gets into your mind, into your thought process, and you begin to have issues when you didn't even have issues because you're around people who are being so negative and being, you know, in this state of always putting down, complaining and condemning and something. And unfortunately, beloved one, a lot of these are come out of our own personal relatives. And I'm not saying you can't abandon your relatives, but you can step out of the scene or shift the conversation or just say, hey, I got something else that I have to do. I'm trying, I'll talk to you later. But I cannot, You know, don't allow yourself to sit there and wallow in somebody else's negative energy and be, let it take you on. Yes, sometimes people come to you with problems, and if you're a good listener, it's okay to listen, but then you get to the point where you don't let yourself get so involved in it, and you have to cut the conversation off. Especially a lot of people just wanted to express anyway, even when they come to you with a problem, they really don't want you to resolve it. They just want you to sit there and listen to all that garbage. But you are not a garbage can. So do not allow people to do that to you. Family members or anyone else, step away. Do not allow that to happen to you. Okay? Now, also, I have found out that using positive affirmations, and if you're not familiar with affirmations are, and I'm sure that most of the people who listen to the station are aware of what affirmations are. Affirmations are statements of truth that you want to manifest in your life, okay? You things that you want to have in your life come in your life, and you use them. But when you use affirmation, always start off with I am. Now, for myself, I have several affirmations on my wall that I look at every day. One of them is I am perfect health manifested in every organ and cell of my body. I am perfect health manifested in every cell and organ in my body. And I say this consistently all the time because having good health is very important to me, and I need to be able to do that. I do have a little health challenge that I'm working on, and so I'm using these affirmations to overcome and to rise above these situations. Now, another one that I have found that works very well for me is I am wealth, God in action, manifesting money in my hands and use now and continuously. Let me repeat that one for you, beloved one, because we all can use financial influence in our life. Ain't no doubt about it. You live in a capitalist society, you need to have money to be able to survive. And ain't nothing wrong with that. There's no guilt by having financial success. Okay. This is I am wealth, God in action, manifesting money in my hands and use now and continuously. And it works, beloved ones. If you use it and use it with consistency, that will work for you. Okay? Now, other things I want you to tell you. You know, if you got a computer, and most of us do, you can go to YouTube. Okay? And I would suggest that you use your YouTube for your highest good. Start listening to motivational speakers. There's a lot of them out there, you know, that's really, really powerful and really good. One of my favorites is Les Brown. If you're not familiar with Les Brown, then you need to become familiar with Les Brown. You know, and go to YouTube and put in Les Brown, and it will bring you up a whole series of Les Brown's talk. Les keep it real. He tell the truth, and he's funny. And you will enjoy listening to Les, and it will give you, it's help shaping your consciousness. So do that. Wayne Dyer, who has made his transition, but Wayne Dyer still have a lot of information out on the internet that will help to bring about positive changes in your life. Okay? Another one I like is Bob Proctor. I think Bob Proctor wrote the book on Chicken Soup for the Soul. And he was also played in the Secret movie. Bob Proctor is very good, okay? And finally, one of my favorite ones is Joe Dispenza. Master. Joe Dispenza, master. He'll teach you how to utilize and tap into your subconscious mind and make it work for you for your advantage to be able to bring about what you want in your life to a great degree. So I'm going to highly suggest that you tap into Joe Dispenza. And there's other ones out there, too, over the years I've listened to. You know, if I had the money that I had spent on positive thinking books and all the things, I could probably buy a car, you know, but it was a good investment. It's great. So that's a good thing. And finally, I just want to suggest to you that you learn to practice some form of meditation. Beloved one, meditation is essential, especially in today. Meditation has so many benefits. You know, it will help you in your conscious thought. It'll help you stay calm. And most of all, it'll help you to eliminate stress in your life. Stress is a killer, especially with all the stuff that we're being bombarded with now. You have to learn how to meditate, beloved one. It will open you up to a whole new world. It will shift your conscience for sure. Now, I'm suggesting to you that you may want to seek transcendental meditation. It worked for me. There's a different form. But I've been doing TM meditation now for almost 44 years. And it works. It works. It makes a difference in the stress in my life. And I'm not saying I'm 100% stress-free, but I'm a whole lot less stressful than a lot of other folks because of the fact that I meditate and able to do that. And it has become a habit to me. I've committed to doing this. I'm involved in a meditation about 2 to 3 hours a day, every day, beloved ones. And I may, on some occasions, miss an evening one, but I never miss a morning one. It's that important to me, and it works so well that I have committed to doing this to make my life a better place. I said, especially because of all the stress that we're being bombarded with today. So find you a way to be able to go take a class. Monetarily, it may not be feasible for you to be able to do the TM at a time, but one thing I found about the Transcendental Meditation Organization, whether you have the money or you don't, they will work with you to help you to be able to afford it, to be able to do it. So, hey, you can tell, hey, I got a hardship. I need help, but I don't have all the money to do it. They will work with you and allow you to do it because the more people that are constantly meditating, the better it does for the environment, the better it is for the consciousness of the planet. So more of us that meditate, the better off the world is going to be. So find your way, beloved one. And finally, one of the things that I find that is really powerful is gratitude. Practice the technique of gratitude. Be thankful, beloved ones, for that which you already have. Be thankful for that you already have. And also, give gratitude and thanks for those things that you wish to show up, or the things that you want to manifest in your life, as if it has already showed up in your life. Thank you, God, that I have a new car. Thank you, God, that I'm in this new perfect relationship. I am grateful that I am in this new relationship. I am grateful that I have these new things. I am grateful for all these new clothes that I've already had. And, you know, it doesn't mean that you got it already, but you're giving gratitude and thanks, and the universe will love to fulfill your gratitude. So you have to learn how to be grateful and add it. And one of the best techniques of gratitude is to write it down every night or even early morning before you go down. Start you a gratitude book. Start writing down those things that you're grateful for today and all the things you're grateful to show up that have not showed up. You just listen and write them down every day. And eventually you'll begin to look one day and find out that you have begun to tick off those things that you are being grateful for. I don't understand the total aspect of the law on the unit on gratitude. Only thing I can tell you, beloved one, it works. It works if you work it, okay? So it is so important that you do what you need to do. And it's important for you to do it with consistency. You just can't do these things one time and expect your world to change. You didn't get in the condition that you are one day. You are a total sum of everything that you have been exposed to from the time you were a baby. You know, from the time that you understood and became conscious of who you were, then you begin to take on the responsibility and your thoughts. There are things in your subconscious mind that having you to act in the way that you act, you don't even realize it's down there, beloved one. And you're not even aware of it. Okay, but by doing the reprogramming work and these things I've been telling you to do will help give you a new program. You may not be able to totally erase the old one, but that doesn't make any difference. Long as you can make the new ones more stronger than the old ones, then your new thoughts will become the dominant thoughts. The dominant things that happen in your life based on the new information you put in. Your mind is like a computer, beloved one. You can reprogram it to show up however you want to show up. And using that gratitude is a wonderful way to do that. And, of course, I cannot close without telling you about prayer. Prayers work, beloved ones. But it comes from consistency as well. And we have to learn to pray as if we already possess it. When we pray for something, you have to already believe it's in your possessions. See, prayers without work is dead, beloved ones. Just saying a hollow prayer, yes, you can give thanks and gratitude and thank God for blessing you and keeping you safe. But you, in order to do manifestation through prayers, you have to already see yourself in possession of these things you're asking the Creator to provide for you. You have to have the faith. Faith is something that is essential in your prayer life, because without faith, prayers are dead. So you have to learn how to utilize your prayer and have faith, okay? If you can't have faith in it, then you're asking for something beyond your comprehension at this time. Maybe you are not truly ready for this thing that you think you want, because if you're not having a problem believing and having faith that is already your possession or that you can have it, then you're not quite ready for it. You know, you may at some point grow into it, but at this time you're not, because you don't have the faith and belief that it's going to show up. And you have to understand that it's part of you have to be to have faith to understand to make that work, beloved one. It is so, so powerful for you to do that. All right? So you have to do that. Now, finally, before we close there, I have to bring you what I feel is the most powerful technique of all things and the most powerful thing that will make a shift in your thinking process, in your whole world, in your being. And that is the power of realizing that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. Let me tell you that again, beloved one. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. Your physical body is just a temple to hold the I am presence or the God presence that is within you. And you have full understanding that is what continues to survive and continue to go on even when you shed your physical body. Your spirit will still be alive and going on and preparing itself for its next adventure. You have to understand you are not your body. Your spiritual self is more powerful. Yes, you have to take care of your body and treat your body with respect because it is the temple of God. So, you know, if someone told you that even if you didn't understand that when God was coming to visit you, that you're home, I bet you would do everything on the planet to make it perfect, to clean it up and make it work well and show your best light. Well, guess what? Every day, God is showing up inside of your physical body. So do what you need to do to take care of your physical body and make it work good. Beloved one, you were made in the image of God. And when I say you were made in the image of God, that means that the spiritual DNA inside of you is the same as God. Let me say that to you again. Your spiritual DNA is the same as God. So that being that's inside of you, that is allowing you to talk, walk, breathe, to hear, is the spirit of God. Every action that you're taking is coming from that I am presence of the Spirit of God inside of you, beloved ones. So you have to recognize, and once you get in tune to that and understand, because the truth about it, beloved one, you are gods and goddesses in the flesh. I'm going to repeat that because that's important for you to come to the full understanding of that. You are gods and goddesses in the flesh. And once you realize who you really are, you will begin to see the effects of that immediately. When you really embrace who you are and knowing that you are a direct descendant, inheritant of the God that controlled the universe, then you will make a shift in a way that you were not even consciously aware that was possible for you to make, because you are now recognizing that God inside of you. And it will even help you to transcend some of those old programs in your mind, because you have now taken on a bigger idea, knowing that you are one with God and God is one with you. So that is important. Now, once you take on that, you will definitely begin to feel positive. Some of you will even begin to feel invincible and unstoppable. And that's good. That's beautiful that you can do that, that you're at that level, and that you, once you embrace that, that's where you're at. It's a beautiful thing to feel that you can make it under any circumstances, because the God in you has given you the strength to do that. And nothing stands in your way, because the God in you controls the universe, and you are part of that God that controls the universe, so you're unstoppable. Okay? So that's a beautiful thing. Now, beloved ones, for all of you who are having problems understanding that concept about God, I'm just going to give you a little technique that's going to help you if you choose to raise your consciousness to the God conscious. Okay? What you can do, you need to go to the mirror every day, look yourself in the eye, and you do for 20 to 25 minutes every day, twice a day, look in the mirror and say, I am a child of God. I am a child of God. Am a child of God. Say it to the point where you begin to believe it. Say it to the point where you know without a shadow of a doubt that you are part of God and God is part of you. And once you are able to tune into the God frequency, Lord my God, what oneness will come your way. And so, beloved one, you have heard some things that are very powerful today, and I pray that you will utilize these things and make a shift in your life and use the law of attraction to your advantages. Don't become a victim. Become a victor. Don't let the law of attraction take you places where you really desire not to go, because it will if you do not take control of your feelings and your thoughts, that you must stay on top of things, and it's up to you to do that, okay? So, beloved ones, I am so grateful that you stopped by today, and you have no idea how grateful it is that you allowed, and I'm grateful that God allowed me to be a vessel to be able to bring a message to you that hopefully it will enhance your life, and it will enhance your life if you do as you are being instructed to do, okay? And not because it's coming from me, but it is coming from the God within me. I have no power, beloved one. God has given me the voice to speak, and God has given me the wisdom and the information to be able to pass on to you. I am just a vessel. So it is up to you to where you want to be. And you heard it saying, if it is to be, it's up to me. It's up to you, beloved ones, to shift and change your life in the way that you seem fit, in the way that you really want to live. Okay? So we're going to close out with prayer, because we're grateful. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks. We thank you for this information that has come through. We thank you for allowing us to be able to become all that we are meant to become. We give God the grace and the glory for our lives and the aspect of our growth. We know, God, that you want us to grow. We know, God, that you have put everything here on this planet. There is prosperity and abundance in the universe everywhere. There is no lack of abundance in the universe. And that means good health, good relationships, monetary aspects. There is no lack. On the lack of thinking in our own individual minds, that we are allowing energy to come into our lives and to that is not for our highest good. So, God, we are waking up today knowing that we need to make a shift and we need to tune into a new frequency. we need to tune into a new station in life that will help us to rise above the old program. We thank you, God, for giving us wisdom so direct our lives and guide us toward those things that will help to increase our life and help increase the prosperity and the abundant consciousness that we so desire, that we will move in a more perfect world, knowing that all is well, and that we will be able to accept the things that we cannot change and change the things we can. We are grateful, God, and we pray this, God, this week that you will send out compassion and love to all those people who are having challenges, that you will show them love and show them mercy, God, knowing that you are the God of all the source and all the universe. So we ask you just to continuously open us up and teach each one of us to be more connected to you, God. So we pray for world peace, God. We pray for all the leaders in this country, all the leaders in the world, that they will collectively come together and begin to utilize their minds and their gifts for the good. We thank you, God, for allowing us to have another week. And we thank you as we go into this new week that we will be blessed and highly favored on all levels. So we are so grateful, so grateful, so grateful, and so it is. Amen. Okay, beloved ones. See you next week. Love you. Take care.